Now, we're joined in the studio, I'm delighted again, as it is Tuesday, by Rathdrum Agony Aunt Tina Kumarianos. Good morning, Tina.
Good morning. Beautifully said.
Beautifully said. You see, I practice.
Kumarianos.
I practice it every time you're on. I nearly have it down to a fine art.
You have.
So, Tina, we've a lot to get through. So let's kick off with this message, and it reads as follows. I'm in my late 70s, a widow with a family I rarely see, as they're busy with their own families and their jobs, which makes me very sad. The years are marching on, and I would dearly love to see more of them, even a couple of hours once a week, but when I suggest it, they're always busy. Really, the only time I see any of them is at Christmas or their birthdays, and never all together. They always came first when I was bringing them up, and nothing was too much trouble. I was always available to fetch and carry. It saddens me to think they have such little regard for their mother, although some of my friends say they have the same problem. Any suggestions for how I can make a visit more appealing to them? It's sad, isn't it?
Yeah. And amazingly, there's a lot of that out there, you know, elder abuse, and once the parents are of no use anymore, just putting them on the back burner and forgetting about them. But this lady, any suggestions for how I can make the visit more appealing to them? Well, there you go again. How can I make things more appealing? There is a thing called payback, you know, most especially when you've been a very good parent, always looking out for your children's best interests. But these aren't children anymore. They're adults who should know better, but are clearly very spoilt. They're abusing your kindness to them over the years. And I am sorry their children, who are your grandchildren, seem to be carrying on the family tradition of not visiting either. I take it by your age, your grandchildren are old enough to take some form of transport to visit you if they really wanted to. How very kind of them to visit you at Christmas and birthdays to pick up their goodies. I'm surprised by your mail they don't expect you to courier their gifts round to them to save them the bother of a visit. I think it's time for their wake-up call. Tell them you realise it's a big effort for them to come and visit to pick up their gifts. So you've come up with a great idea. You've decided in future they would probably prefer for you to donate their gift to an elephant sanctuary that you've read about, or actually any sanctuary you like, maybe the dog sanctuary we were talking about earlier. You will donate their gift in their name, and that should certainly concentrate their minds. Also, while you're on the subject, can any of them remember the name of the solicitors their father and you made your wills with? It must be age, but it's completely slipped your mind. Say no more. Leave them guessing about their inheritance. It might just put manners on them, because, believe me, the reading of your will is the one day you will find them all together.
All right, yes, it is. I mean, this excuse that we're too busy is not a good enough excuse.
No, it's not. And, you know, and then when the parent dies, it's, I didn't think they'd go so quickly. I know they're 96, but I didn't think it goes, you know, they just are too busy with their own lives. I think, you know, there's a lot of selfishness has crept in. I know people are busy, but never too busy to be kind, and especially if you've had a very good parent or parents.
Okay, let's read this next one then, and it says, Dear Tina, I'm not Irish, and 2 years ago in my own country, I married a wonderful Irish man who's a bit older than me, whom I love very much. I left my native country, sold my house, gave up my job, and left my family and friends to come and start a new life in Ireland with him. And I was so excited. He owns his own home here. However, while he was living abroad, he allowed his brother and sister-in-law, they don't have any children, to live in his house. And they pay an extremely small rent, although they manage to go on very nice holidays. We've been in Ireland for 2 years now since our wedding, but his brother and wife show no sign of leaving our home, and he seems too embarrassed to force them. They refer to it as our house. Since we came to Ireland, we are living with his elderly mother, who's very nice, but which I find strange and awkward, as I assumed we would be living in our own home, on our own, and starting a family, as I'm in my mid-30s, and I feel time is running out. I've already had a miscarriage. I really want to move into our own home, but from the way his family are acting, it seems an impossibility, and I'm so very sad, and I'm wondering if I'm wasting my time thinking we can live a normal life. I'd love your opinion on this to see if I'm being unreasonable.
Listen, to say I'm speechless would be an understatement. I think you may have been sold to pup, as we call it here in Ireland. That means you ended up with something under false pretenses. Did your husband really think it was acceptable to bring his new bride home to basically keep his elderly mother company? Of course you should have moved straight into your marital home. Your brother-in-law and his wife should have been long gone before you arrived, leaving your house pristine with welcoming flowers and food, etc., in the cupboard, ready for your arrival. Instead, you arrived into a foreign country, are blocked from moving into your home and find yourself living with a complete stranger. Personally, I'm amazed you've lasted the 2 years. It shows just what a nice person you really are. And sadly, you're being taken for a fool. This is not what you signed up for. And if they find it acceptable, let them move in with the mammy and pay her the miserable rent. It's time your husband chose between his brother and sister-in-law and his wife. And if he's incapable of doing this and reclaiming what is rightfully yours and his, your home, you are a married couple, and as his wife, you now have 50% of that house. If he cannot do this, then he's not the man for you, and he is wasting your precious time, as you say you want to start a family. You know, yeah, you clearly want to start a family and you don't have the luxury of time to waste on people who don't have your best interests at heart. This is exceptionally cruel when you're so far away from people you can trust with your well-being, your own family and friends back home. He needs to make a definite move now before it's too late to save what you have and you start hating him and his family, which at this stage would be quite natural. He can inconvenience his brother and sister-in-law or lose his wife and half his home and savings. It's a no-brainer, really. You know, no. Those people are never going... Why would they go when nobody's pushing them out? No, you've got to tell them, OK, listen, I've had enough of this. Unless we're in our house within a month, I am leaving you. I'm having half the house because I sold up my house in wherever you came from and I need to set up my life back home again. And that should concentrate his mind. I mean, he can't say no to that.
Absolutely not. All right, let's move on to... An interesting one about a grandmother-daughter relationship, and it says, Dear Tina, I come from a family with a history of mental, physical and emotional abuse. I've made peace with the fact that I cannot be part of my mother's family, and I've moved on. My problem is that my eldest daughter has an ongoing relationship with them. Usually this doesn't bother me too much, but just lately... She rings me to inform me of some good deed she's done for my mother or how she's popped in for a chat and what a lovely day they had together. I've let her know that I'm uncomfortable with this and I usually get off the phone quite quickly. I find myself talking to my daughter less and less, which really upsets me. How can I remedy this situation?
Well, you wisely know that you can't control who your daughter chooses to speak to. However, I would wonder about her motivation in this relationship. Having a relationship with a woman she knows abused you and describing her close relationship in detail about her kindness towards her grandmother is very, very hard for you. There's something about this that makes me feel like it's a hostile gesture towards you, and you should ask yourself and her why she's doing it. Rather than talk to her less, I think you should talk to her more. The next time she brings this up, you should say, I'm just wondering why you're telling me this, and then try to have a really worthwhile conversation with her. You say she's your eldest daughter. I'm just wondering if your other children have any sort of relationship with their grandmother and your extended family, and if not, What makes this one girl behave differently? Have you asked your other children if their sister has confided in them as to what's going on? If you feel you're getting nowhere and you're losing even more contact, then I feel a family counsellor is what's called for to discuss the relationship between the three of you. Because I wouldn't let your daughter go. There's something going on that you're missing out on. I mean, I don't know what it is, but I would certainly, if your other children don't know, then I would involve a counsellor. And tell your daughter you want to involve a counsellor because you're mad about her, you don't want to lose her, but you just don't understand what's going on.
All right, and then finally, this message, and it says, I see a guy in town occasionally. Every time we see each other, he always says how beautiful I am. He's been saying this for a year or so. I used to laugh it off and think nothing more of it. In February this year, I saw him again. He said how beautiful I am. But this time, he kissed me on my cheek and said he hoped he'd made my day. I was on cloud nine after that. A week later, I saw him again, so I went chasing after him. He said, hello, beautiful, and kissed my cheek again. I told him I really like him. He said he does too. I asked if he was on Facebook. He said he never uses it, as no one chats to him. I said I would, as I'd love to get to know him better. He kissed me again before we parted. As soon as I got home, I got on Facebook and sent a friend request, but heard nothing. Am I reading too much into this? Am I getting my hopes up for nothing? My head's all over the place, and I need advice, please.
Listen, this guy is neither shy or embarrassed. He feels perfectly comfortable calling you beautiful and giving you a kiss on your cheek, which a shy person would rather die than do either of those things. If he wanted to ask you out, he's had numerous opportunities to do so, and he would have asked for your number. I don't think there's anything wrong with him. I think he's just a friendly guy who probably does this to quite a few ladies and says it to them too. I hope I've made your day. It probably makes his day a lot happier too, to make other people happy. I think you'll find he's got a lovely girlfriend or wife at home. What he is doing doesn't cause any harm, except if you take it seriously, as you've done, and you're only hurting yourself. He didn't respond to your Facebook message, which he would have been waiting for had he any real feelings for you. This whole encounter was probably done with the best of intentions, just being friendly, and you have taken a different reading on it and taken it to a whole new level, which has probably scared him off. Sadly, I think you might find he's not so quick to approach you on the street from now on, and you're just going to have to let it go with a smile. Would you not agree?
Who goes up and gives people a peck on the cheek, though?
Well, back in the day.
Yeah.
Yes. No. Well, that's the funny thing. When I was reading that, I thought, God, he's taken a bit of a risk now, because there's a lot of ladies out there that would have him in court.
Absolutely.
For doing exactly that.
All right. Great stories and great answers as well. Tina Kumarianos, thank you very much indeed for joining us. We'll see you again next.